Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
What cause or purpose do you support with your business? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so that you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive into a single topic related either to improving your business itself, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, our topic is one that's often an afterthought, but should be part of the fabric of who you are, your purpose. I'm excited to discuss this topic today, particularly after last week's episode where we discussed the importance of knowing your ideal customer. In many ways, knowing your purpose goes hand in hand with knowing your ideal customer. And not surprisingly, it also is closely connected to the discussion we had a couple of weeks ago about hiring great team members. In fact, I think you'll find that many of the individual topics we're going to discuss are interrelated and very closely connected. The discussion of one topic just naturally leads to the other. It's essentially why I consider a business to be a lot like a bicycle. All the parts are connected and related to one another, and they all must be in good working order for the bike to operate properly and be fun to ride. Just like a bike, the same is true about your business. It's not enough to get one part working well if another closely related part is not functioning properly. This is why we're going to continue to work our way around your bike, I mean your business, and continue to tune up each connected and interrelated component part. Which brings me back to your purpose. The question I asked at the beginning was, what cause or purpose do you support with your business? Often when I ask this question, the response I get back is, we support many different causes, or we give generously to many local charities. That's not a bad response, and don't get me wrong, if that's similar to your response, I applaud you for your generosity. But the we support many things response is not either inspiring or game-changing. I want to suggest today that being specific and bold in the cause you support with your business can and will have a huge impact on the long-term success of your business. It will help you attract more prospects who fit the description of your ideal customer, and it will help you attract great people who want to join your team. We're all familiar with the Tom's Shoes story and how they launched their business by making a commitment to give away a pair of shoes for every pair they sold. It's a classic success story. But it's not just a one lucky strike situation. Let me share with you a couple of specific examples to help me make my case. Several years ago, when I was running a manufacturing business in Minnesota, I was part of a small group of business leaders who were giving guidance and counsel to the senior pastor of our church. Our church pastor was smart enough to recognize that while he was great at delivering powerful weekly sermons, he was not well equipped to lead a fast-growing church staff. So he leaned on this small team of business advisors for guidance and help. By the way, there's a hidden secret in this statement for anyone who owns a business. One of the guys in this small group, Jeff, was the owner of a small printing company. While he was good at the printing business, he wasn't in love with it. At one of our monthly meetings, Jeff and his wife, Alan, had just returned from a mission trip to Haiti, where he had been serving the poor and needy in the country. The mission trip had been so deeply impactful to them that they both came back with the idea of selling their printing business and going into the mission field full time. When Jeff shared his story and experiences with our small group, we were intrigued, supportive, and we had lots of questions for him. He asked us to pray for them and ask for God's wisdom and guidance on making the right decision. We were all eager to do just that. A month later, when we met, Jeff was still wrestling with what he should do. Then someone asked, "Why don't you use your business to support your mission work?" It was a great question that launched a whole new set of questions and opened the door to many interesting possibilities. Over the next several months, Jeff continued to develop the idea, and before he knew it, he had made the decision to rename his printing business to Print for Change, with the idea that he would give 50% of the profits from each print job to a new foundation that he and his wife had set up called Healing Haiti. Jeff hired one of his relatives to run the day-to-day business, and they changed their marketing message to focus on the impact they were going to have on lifting those in Haiti out of poverty. Their message was a powerful differentiator from any of their competitors. Essentially, they were telling their prospects and customers, "Why would you do your printing with anyone else when you could do it with us, get the same quality printing services, and be a part of our mission to improve the lives of these people in Haiti who are stuck in poverty?" Their business began to grow at an amazing pace. Their profits multiplied, and the funds raised for their mission work were impressive. Soon, Jeff and his wife were spending the majority of their time in Haiti building communities, providing services, and improving the lives of people they had come to know and love. Many years later, you'll find both Print for Change and Healing Haiti going strong. You can Google both of them, and I promise you'll be impressed. And all of this was made possible by the business owner, Jeff, making the decision to identify his purpose, center his business around his purpose, proclaim it boldly in the marketplace, and make a difference in the world. Here's the reality. No one wants to do business with someone who's only interested in lining their own pockets. No one wants to go to work for someone who's more interested in buying a boat, building a new lake house, or traveling the world rather than making a difference in something they too are passionate about. What Jeff and Alan found was that when they declared their purpose, they became a lightning rod for those customers and employees who had a similar passion. And once they joined them on their journey, they became forever bonded. Their customers weren't going to be attracted by an offer to save 10 or 15% on their next order. Their purpose was more important than the price. Their employees weren't going to be enticed by an offer to make $5 more per hour. They were working because they loved the cause they were serving. What if that was how your customers and your employees felt about your business? Pretty compelling, isn't it? Let me share with you one other quick story. This one's about a good friend of mine. His name is Jay. Several years ago, Jay decided he wanted to leave his corporate job and start his own business. He had years of experience in the elevator business and saw that there was a huge unmet need in the area of residential elevators. So he made the bold decision to start his new business, Genesis Elevators. He would serve the residential and low-rise commercial markets with high-quality home and light commercial elevators. His old employer wasn't interested in chasing business in these niche markets. His idea took off, and his business began to grow quickly. Before he knew it, he had a team of over 30 people and was making a name for himself in the Atlanta home elevator market. As his business was growing, Jay took one of his sons with him on a church mission trip to Cambodia, where Jay fell in love with a little orphan girl whose name he couldn't pronounce well, so he just called her Susan. Jay was so captured by his experience and his concern for Susan that he and his wife Tracy became parent partners for Susan and her little brother Mesa because Cambodia was not open to adoption. This experience prompted Jay and Tracy to establish a ministry called Saving Susan, where they nurtured and supported other families to become parent partners with many orphaned children in Cambodia. So here's the cool part of the story. Jay had made the decision to set aside some of the profits from their elevator company to support their new ministry. but the business was struggling to make much profit. The elevator business was very competitive, and the big players dominated on pricing and brand awareness. During one of their board meetings, we challenged Jay to put the support for Saving Susan at the center of his purpose for the business and declare it proudly and boldly. After much thought and prayer, Jay announced to his team that the center cut of their profits and the primary purpose for growing the business was to support Saving Susan. His team rallied around his new, bold purpose, and like magic, revenues began to grow, efficiencies got better, and profits began pouring in. Everyone knew that the better the business did, the more they contributed to Saving Susan. It became a rally point for the entire team. Today, many of Jay's employees have been on Saving Susan mission trips and are actively involved in the mission work. They even carved out a part of their office for the Saving Susan staff, and their business and the mission today are inseparable. If you want to learn more about their story, just Google Genesis Elevators or Saving Susan. So let me ask you, how good would you feel if every day you woke up and knew that what you were doing with your business was truly making a difference and changing the world in the area that you were most passionate about? That's what knowing your purpose can do for you. That's what I want for you. To have a purpose that's so intimately connected with your business that your customers and your employees can't see one without seeing the other. I hope that helps. If you've got specific questions about anything I've shared today, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd be glad to explore the possibilities with you and help you find the purpose that fills your soul and ignites your team. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss onboarding new team members. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would just like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.